And I'm pleased to say my first guest today is, join me, it's Susie Tate. Good afternoon, Susie.
Hi.
And you've written a book. Well, you've written a lot of books, actually, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Tell us a little bit about the new book.
So the new book, Outlier, is out tomorrow. It's a contemporary romantic comedy between a heroine who's an autistic heroine and her sort of overprotective, slightly grumpy hero. That's out tomorrow.
Brilliant. Now, we should say that you're a doctor as well. You're having a bit of a rest from being a doctor, writing the books. But is that where you get a lot of the inspiration for the stories?
So I'm a general practitioner, although at the moment I'm focusing on the books for the last few months because they have done very well. And also I am at home with my husband, who was diagnosed with motor neuron disease. So it's meant that that's been fantastic. I can stay at home with him. Yes, sorry, I've forgotten the question.
I say, do you get a lot of the ideas for the books being a doctor?
So it's a lot of the sort of themes. Kind of they are romances, but there's some real and raw themes in there that I have drawn from my experience as a doctor for 20 years. So, yeah, a lot of the themes I do pull into the books are from there, yeah.
And how do you go about? Are you very strict with yourself? Do you write so many words a day or something like that? So many pages or?
So if I'm first drafting, I try to write a certain amount of words a day, between 2,000 and 3,000 words a day. I try and do that early in the morning, because when you're first drafting the book, you just want to get it. You want to get it down, get the story down, and then you can sort of fix it later. That at least that's how I do it. But I plot 3 books and then I will write those 3 books. So Outlier is the third of 3 books that I plotted out. Each book has its own couple, but they're all sort of plotted in advance and interlinked and things like that. So and then once you're writing the first draft, you just want to get through it, and then you can fix it all.
You can't get the words down quick enough, maybe.
You need to keep the thread of the story going. You don't want to lose the thread and where you're going with things. So yeah, you do want to get it down.
And do you take like a little notepad everywhere you go, so you write down ideas as you're traveling around?
I do wake up in the middle of the night and either record little voice notes or I type them into my phone, because I have found that I'll have sometimes it's just ideas of what the character would actually, they would do this, and then the next day I'll have completely forgotten. So I do that. I write sort of on my notes up on my phone.
So you'll be out and about with your husband, and out comes the notepad. Oh, there she goes again.
Yeah. Or I tell him and expect him to remember. Oh, and he's oh, God, don't give me the responsibility. I'm like, no, you listen to me. You must remember this.
The poor chap. Yeah. All that responsibility. So how many books have you written so far?
So Outlier will be the 14th book.
Wow.
Yes, yeah.
Cracky. And I do know that you're doing rather well on Amazon, aren't you? One of their big authors on there.
Yes, so it has been a bestseller in America, Canada, Australia and here. They're translated into lots of other languages now as well. And yeah, so they have over the last sort of 2 or 3 years done very well. Before that, I've been writing since 2014, but focusing on my medical career, and it was more of a hobby. And you don't so much have social media when you're a doctor. Mm. So I don't know how people found them, but they did find them. But then, yes, I've been focused more on the books, and they've done very well over the last couple of years. Yeah.
So obviously, becoming a doctor was always a big ambition, but
yes.
Was it always an ambition to write books as well?
No, but I've always been a huge reader. So I love reading. And I read in huge quantities. And I read Stephen King's autobiography, and what actually wasn't an autobiography. It was, he said, I'm too dull to write an autobiography about, which I wouldn't agree with, but he wrote How to Write a Book on Writing, and it was brilliant. And I thought, well, that sounds Great. But then I did a lot of courses, a lot of, you know, I wrote some really terrible books, which I had to throw away. And eventually, yeah, I got in my stride with it. So, yes. But it wasn't a lifelong ambition, no. It just really came from my passion for reading.
Well, Stephen King's done okay, hasn't he?
He has. He's done all right. Yeah. Well, he's written 170 books. Wow. So, yeah, I'm quite far off that.
Wow. Sounds like you're going to catch him up soon. So the first, I take it you sent off, manuscripts to publishers. Did it take long to get somebody to take you up?
So I have got an agent, and she's wonderful. But the first, when I first released books, it was self-published, all self-published. I have a publisher for the audio books, and I now... have a publishing deal with a publisher called Arndale, which for the Daydreamer series, which Outlier is part of the Daydreamer series, and so I'm with that publisher, and they've been absolutely wonderful, really, really great. So it was, for a long time, it was really a self-published thing for a few years, and then gradually publishers for the audiobooks, and now a publisher for this series of books. Yes, yeah.
So is that a way you would recommend to get into public, you know, to self-publish at the beginning? And
so it's tricky. There's traditional route and there's self-publishing route, and they were very separate, but now they're more coming closer together, really. So I would say it depends on the book. If you want to go fully traditional, it is good to do the whole querying. It's querying agents first, and then the agents will be putting your book out to the publishers. And that's a fantastic way to do it. It's very difficult to get an agent. The other way is also completely valid and has got pros and cons as well, self-publishing. Obviously, with that, you pay for your own editing, you pay for your own covers, you pay... it's a big outlay, but you have all the rights, obviously, to the books as well, which is... there is advantages to that. And if you do well in self-publishing, now more and more publishers are picking up indie books that have done well in self-publishing, so...
And I did see you've already got your book for next year. You've got a date for that.
Yes, wow. Yeah.
you work ahead a bit, don't you?
Yes, yeah. I've written three books for next year. Yeah, wow. So I do work ahead. Try to, yeah.
The one next year, the one I saw, Lawmaker.
Lawmaker, yes.
Can you give us a little idea of what that one's about?
So Lawmaker is actually about a barrister in London and a teacher. So, yeah, it's a similar thing. It's a contemporary romance. It'll be the part of a... three books as well, so yeah, I've written the other two as well, so that's, yeah, that'll be next year.
I'm guessing the big ambition maybe to have it, one of your books turned into a TV
program. Wouldn't that be fabulous? Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, that would be amazing, of course. Yeah, I'm sure. I haven't had anyone knocking at the door yet.
Steven Spielberg or something.
Oh, yes, yeah. My brother, actually, my voicemail on my phone is, please don't leave me a voicemail because I don't listen to them. My brother is the only person that ignores that. He leaves me voicemails all the time. Hello, this is Stephen King. Steven Spielberg, and pretending to be different producers and... different actors wanting to star in my books adapted for film and things. So yeah.
I'm glad to hear there's somebody else who annoys his relatives doing things like that. Yeah. Okay, and so the book is out tomorrow, isn't it?
It's out tomorrow. Yes.
And
yes.
Just remind everybody what it's called.
Outlier. Yes.
And where can they find out more about it?
So it's on Amazon. It's available. It'll be in Waterstones and bookstores. Yes, and Audible, obviously, for the audiobook as well.
That's got to be lovely, walking into the bookshop and seeing your book on the shelf.
Yes, yeah. It's fantastic. Yeah.
And you go in and buy six copies.
buy them out. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in today, Susie. Good luck with the books.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Cheers.